First, a deeper look at the Americans who have gone to Syria to join Islamist militants there. News broke yesterday that an American man was killed in Syria while fighting alongside extremists, most likely the Islamic State or ISIS. U.S. investigators reportedly knew that Douglas MacArthur McCain, who was originally from Minnesota, was in Syria. But they're still trying to figure out how long he was there and the circumstances of his death. FBI Director James Comey has said about 100 Americans have left the country to fight in the Syrian conflict. For more, let's bring in Daniel Byman, a professor in the Security Studies program at Georgetown University and a senior fellow at the Center for Middle East Policy at the Brookings Institution. And Dan, how have U.S. officials determined that about 100 Americans are fighting in Syria?
This is an estimate based on a variety of information. Some comes from tips within the community, but a lot comes from the fighters themselves. This is a very socially mediated conflict. We see these guys on Facebook, we see them on Twitter, and they're often not hiding. They're providing a lot of information about where they are and what they're doing.
And can it be difficult for American officials to determine who's fighting for whom? Because there's not just ISIS, there's the Free Syrian Army, there are other splinter groups.
There's a lot of confusion on the various groups, but often the fighters themselves provide the information. They'll say where they are, they'll say who they're with, and this doesn't solve every identification problem. There still is some confusion, but it does help clarify a lot.
Why are some fighters so free to share this kind of information, knowing that it will probably be seen by American officials?
They regard themselves as heroes. They want esteem and credibility back home. And they feel they're going to fight the good fight, whether it's opposing the Assad regime, whether it's opposing the Shia, whom they see as apostates. And they want everyone to know what they're doing. So some, of course, recognize the risks of this, but many of them see themselves as heroes and want to be treated as such.
Dan, in terms of who is going to fight in Syria, is there a particular demographic, any certain profile?
There's no single profile. We are talking, of course, of young Muslim males. But beyond that, you get a wide mix. Some, as we've seen, have a criminal record, but some are quite the opposite. They're people who are going because they believe they're helping their community. So unfortunately, you can't focus too much on any particular characteristic in the background.
And of course, there are Americans going to places other than Syria to fight. We know there have been Americans in Afghanistan and Iraq and Somalia. Is there anything different about the fighting in Syria in terms of why it's attracting people and how many people it's attracting?
Syria is different, I think, in two big ways. One is simply the scale. The Syria conflict has excited Americans, and I'll say Western Muslims in general, more than any similar conflict in the past. In fact, we've seen more volunteers from Europe and the United States than Iraq, Somalia, Afghanistan, all of those combined. The other, and related, is the ease of transit. It's relatively easy to get to Syria. You simply hop on a flight to Europe and from there go into Turkey and cross the border. Getting to Afghanistan or Somalia was far harder, and as a result, not nearly as many people could go.
Once someone does cross the border and get themselves into Syria, how easy is it for them to join a fighting group and get directions?
It's relatively easy to join one of these groups. There's a lot of information available online. Many of the current fighters have their Twitter accounts and Facebook pages. And you can simply go to parts of Turkey where these various groups are recruiting. So if you show up, a spotter is likely to be there to look for you.
Dan, we're hearing reports that, at least initially, ISIS was actively recruiting Western fighters. But now, with the conflict and the ISIS group so much in the news, that recruiting isn't as necessary. So are you seeing more and more people seeking them out versus be recruited?
Unfortunately, the success ISIS has had in Syria, and especially starting in June in Iraq, has made it much more of a household name. And with this publicity has come a boon in recruitment. A lot of people think it's a winner. And as a result, they're joining ISIS without ISIS having to do the same extensive propaganda it's done in the past.
What happens after an American or anyone else who goes over to seas to fight finishes fighting? Do you see people coming home? Do they typically stay in the country or stay overseas?
There's a mix of outcomes. Some, of course, die, as we've seen by the most recent news.
Sure.
Some stay there to fight, whether in Syria and Iraq, or even become professional fighters and go from conflict to conflict. But many come back and really have no intention of doing an attack back at home. They've been traumatized by the fighting, or simply they never had an intention of striking where they live. The concern is the relatively few people who come back not only hardened by conflict, but also further radicalized. And the good news is that by being in Syria, they've often brought themselves to the attention of American and allied security services. But it only takes a few people to cause a lot of damage, and that's the concern that American and Western security officials have.
Daniel Byman is a professor in the Security Studies program at Georgetown University and a senior fellow at the Center for Middle East Policy at the Brookings Institution. Dan, thank you.
Thank you.